it's all tied in that one of my big projects is happiness. Huge issue in my life. I have an hour a week on it. I wrote a bestseller on it, and I've lectured literally over around the world on it. There's a picture of me lecturing to penguins in Antarctica on it. I believe that happy people do a lot more good in the world than unhappy people. So even happiness I have tied in to the issue of reducing evil. If everybody in the world were happy, there wouldn't be any suicide bombers or Nazis. I mean, you know, it's not the happy people who generally blow airplanes into buildings, fly planes into buildings. Now, that's a values issue, too, but it's also a big happiness issue. So it is all tied in some way, but I also love clarity, forgetting the moral issue. Everything about me is clarity obsessed.
Well, that's even what people who don't agree with you say.
That's correct.
That your arguments are all very logical,
that's
very
right.
Clear.
That's right. It's built in. It's a yearning. I go crazy when I don't understand something. And so it's like I have to relieve my tension through finding out the answer to the question, why. I need to know why things happen. That's why I wrote Why the Jews. The notion that, well, the Holocaust came about because they wanted a scapegoat, it didn't strike me as a good answer. Well, why the Jews? And that's what I titled it, Why the Jews? I want to know, why have Jews been hated? Jews don't know. They say scapegoated, and it doesn't mean a thing. Why don't they scapegoat other people in every generation?
And the answer?
Oh, well, in
the standing on one foot answer?
Well, the standing on one foot answer in the final analysis is that we carry the burden of God in history. That evil focuses on the Jews first for many reasons.
We carry the burden of God in history.
Yeah, even though most Jews are secular.
We're still carrying it?
That's right. Nilly-willy. That's right. That's why it's such a tragedy that most Jews are secular. They end up being hurt for being the chosen people, and they don't end up living it.